Mr. Massakoi is from Sierra Leone. He was actually a ranking member of the RUF, the Revolutionary United Front, a rebel movement during the Sierra Leonean Civil War. He cooperated with the International Tribunal. He was a protected witness. He gave information to the prosecutor of the special court in Freetown. And as a result, he got a relocation to Finland. And what we learned through investigation is that at some point he went to Liberia because his armed group, the RUF, was known to collaborate with Charles Taylor, then president of Liberia. And then allegedly in Liberia, he committed serious crimes.
So why is he on trial in Finland? I mean, where does the legal authority lie from Finland?
Yeah, this is a very good question. This is a relevant question. So what happened is that as a result of his collaboration with the Special Court of Sierra Leone, the Special Court of Sierra Leone had an agreement with some countries for the relocation of what is called insider witnesses. So witnesses who collaborated with the Office of the Prosecutor of the Special Court. In those arrangements, an arrangement was found with Finland. And as a result, Mr. Massakoi was relocated to Finland. So he was living for many years in Finland, and his residence in Finland gave the jurisdiction to the Finnish court.
I'm sure many Liberians will be asking this question: why Mr. Massakoi and not those Liberians who played prominent roles in the Liberian Civil War?
Yes, absolutely great questions. The first answer to that question is for the Liberian politicians who have not implemented the recommendation of the TRC for 10 years now. So the TRC Truth Reconciliation Commission came in 2009 and recommended prosecution and war crime courts in Liberia. And for 10 years now, many, many victims in Liberia are waiting. So this question is for the Liberian politicians. As far as we are concerned, with a Liberian organization on the ground, Hassan Bility and others in Liberia, we are investigating everywhere we can. So there were two trials in Philadelphia. There is now a trial in Switzerland. We hope soon a trial in France, a trial in Belgium. So actually, it's not only Mr. Massakoi. There are several Liberians under investigation from different war factions. So this effort is ongoing. But you're absolutely right, and I agree with this. I mean, justice should happen in Liberia. And this is up to the Liberian politicians and the Liberian civil society to push for it.
I'm sure you are aware that there is an ongoing debate in Liberia to set up a war crimes court. Did I read somewhere that this trial is also going to move to Liberia?
So this is groundbreaking. This has not happened before. The prosecutors, the judges, defense lawyer, the Finnish will entirely relocate the court. This will happen in 10 days, and they will move to Liberia, to Monrovia, to hold hearings in Liberia and hear witnesses for several weeks. And not only that, they will directly move to Freetown, Sierra Leone, where they will hear, we understand, defense lawyer of Mr. Djibril Massakoi. So this is absolutely right, and this is historical. That means that technically, there will be a war crime trial happening in Liberian soil very soon, except that it will be held under Finnish law by Finnish judges.